Welcome to the Brothers Murph Get Smart, a weekly podcast in which two brothers, namely myself, Michael Lee Murphy,
and me, Sean Connery. No, I'm Nick Murphy.
Attempt to become more knowledgeable about this big, beautiful world and all the things in it. So this last time, Casey was right in the middle of laying out the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, a story that we're all familiar with via the classic Disney film. Came out in 1937, the first full-length animated feature film. It's a story we all know and love, but this story did not originate in 1937. In fact, it is much, much older, over 100 years, back to 1812 and 1819. The Grimm's fairy tale wrote this story and started spreading around for children, and needless to say, it's just a little bit different than the Disney film ended up being. Is it darker? Is it way scarier? Is it way creepier? Yeah, that's a big affirmative to all three. So, if you haven't checked out part one, do yourself a favor, click on the show notes, watch part one, rather listen to part one with your ear holes. Take it all in, and we will pick up with part two right now. Snow White's with the Seven Dwarves. They're having a grand old time, but the Evil Queen has a plan to put Snow White behind her once and for all.
So, they come from hi-ho, they come home from work. They find Snow White, you know, there's a lot of funny scenes with them. They find Snow White sleeping, which is kind of like the original story. They see she's so beautiful and they, you know, but then she asks if she can stay and she'll cook and do all this, you know, and she's very polite and starts kind of teaching the dwarves manners and that kind of
making them wash up and stuff.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, tries to get all of them on her side. And then we cut back to the queen with the mirror. And she's convinced that Snow White's dead. But the mirror's like, nope, she is alive and well. So the queen finds out the huntsman is, you know, lying to her and goes to make her disguise, which is pretty cool, and it's similar to the Grimm story. The queen does make disguises, but it's cool to see it play out in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's freaking rad when she, like, her hair goes all white.
Yeah, she's that transformation sequence. Nuts. She makes the whole potion, and,
right. You
know, she comes up with the poisoned apple. So, meanwhile,
There's a really good animation gag in that transformation scene there as well with the crow and the skull, which I loved.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Like, it's the crow is so scared that, like, it hides inside the skull, but the skull itself becomes animated, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's freaking awesome.
So meanwhile, in the Grimm story, the queen, basically the dwarves go off to work. So they're like, you can stay if you're domestic. Go off to work, and Snow White, they warn Snow White. They like, mansplain to her, you know, Snow White, don't talk to strangers because you're seven and don't do that.
That is fair.
Accurate, though. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair, they're way older than she is.
So the queen goes to the mirror in mourning ritual and the mean burns the queen again and is like, nah, you're not the fairest. Snow White's still alive. So
was he like, did you already put on your disguise? Because you look hella old.
you're like, shit, man, dopey, cuter than you.
so the queen spends her day as normal people would, thinking about how to kill a child. And disguises herself as a peddler woman, goes to the house, this is in the Grimm story, and yells, beautiful wares for sale. And Snow White, who is seven, was obviously tempted by all the fancy clothes that the queen had to sell.
The classic ice cream in a van kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, right. She's just like, this lady is so, she has such nice stuff to sell, she can't be my evil
what
stepmother.
What lovely wares.
And
the queen literally hates wares. I think I'm good to talk to this stranger.
Yeah, basically. So the old woman sells her a lace bodice that...
A seven-year-old.
And she ties it so tightly that Snow White starts suffocating.
Damn.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
She's like crushing her ribs?
And then she says...
She's like, give me those lungs, those deflated lungs.
Well, she's got the best lines. She says, you used to be the most beautiful one. Jeez. As she's suffocating her.
Damn.
And so that's the first murder attempt that the Grimm Queen tries to make.
Wait, first?
Yeah, there's many in really? The Grimm story.
So right. That was three. Not successful then?
Not successful. The dwarves find her, they cut open the lace, and whoo, she's alive. And they scold her, like, Snow White, it's as if you aren't a tiny child. You should know better than this. And so they tell her this time, like, Snow White, don't talk to anybody. Don't let anybody in the house. And so then the queen goes back to the magic mirror. This is the third time the mirror burns her. And so she says, "This time I shall think of something that will destroy you." That's her line.
To the mirror?
To the mirror. Kind of to herself. About Snow White.
I'll think of something like a rock. Like it's like tough. She's like,
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to get some.
And so here we find out that the queen is a witch. And so she makes a poisoned comb. A hair comb.
Okay.
And so she literally does the exact same thing. Goes as a different disguise to Snow White's house, and Snow White falls for it 100%.
She's like, "Where's?" And Snow White's like, "Nah." She's like, "Antique furniture." She's like, "Well, what's that about? Let's see what's going on over
there. Traveling antique roadshow."
Seven-year-old loved it.
UVC, what's going on?
And Snow White lets the weird old lady comb her hair for her. She leaves the comb in. Boom, Snow White's unconscious.
I mean, I'm sure it's not expressed in detail, but like, how does a comb poison you? Does it poison her hair?
Yeah, as long as it's in her hair, she is unconscious.
Okay.
I don't know the mechanics of it.
I think I'm pretty sure it's not explained, but like, I was like, a comb, does she stab her with it?
Okay. I don't know.
All right, fine, whatever.
And so then she says, "You specimen of beauty, now you are finished," to the child. And the same exact thing happens. The dwarves find her, takes comb out, and they warn her again, "Don't talk to strangers." And the mirror burns her a fourth time. Jesus. And she says, "Snow White shall die if it costs me my life." And this is when she goes and creates the poisoned apple.
Foreshadowing.
So, this is the third murder attempt. And this is when the apple comes into play.
Okay.
Which is actually thought of to come from a real life historical thing where there was an old man in Germany who was arrested for giving poisoned apples to children who he believed were stealing his fruit.
Damn.
Yep.
I mean, hey, that's kind of a good way, a passive way to do it and be like, I'm going to know. That was the first money bag at a bank that had the blue ink in it.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you open up that bag, it's just blam, you get blasted in the face with this like blue ink you can't take off. I mean, to be fair, the apple thing's a little more permanent, but
yeah, but you will find out which are the children stealing your apples quickly.
That's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to see Bertha over there crying in the morning and be like, so it was Todd, huh?
Yeah.
So this is like all the Grimm story, like, and it's like 3 pages. It's not long, but this is all that's happening while in Snow White, the dwarves are dancing around. They're washing up. They're doing the silly song. Snow White sings, "Someday my prince will come." And again, that's Snow White, like, choosing love and, you know, having desires and autonomy and of her own.
Right. Having her own life.
Yeah. And then she goes to bed and she prays for everybody. It's so sweet. And, you know, the queen is making her evil apple and in her super evil dungeon. So then the dwarves go off to work and the dwarves in the Disney movie give her a warning. And she's like, "Don't mansplain to me. I got it." And and so she, you know, they have the cute scene where they give all the kisses to all the dwarves and Dopey keeps coming back for more kisses. Yeah, and so then like the queen shows up with the apples. So this is where the stories converge again.
Okay.
Queen comes with her poisoned apple that she makes it look so delicious. But in the Grimm story, Snow White's already fallen for this twice. So the queen has to come up with a cleverer way to poison her. So she makes a poisoned apple with a white half and a red half, and only the red half is poisoned. So when the queen comes to Snow White to give her the apple, she eats the white half. She's like, "Come have this apple from me. I'm eating half of it. It's fine." And so Child Snow White is like, "Oh, okay, sure. She's alive. I'll eat this red half."
Because she's like, "White apples are common."
Well, so it's like literally, it looks white and then red. Well, clearly she'd be like, "Well, those two sides aren't the same. Like, why would I trust this side?"
Maybe it's common apple in Germany. I don't know.
Guys, Snow White is 7.
Like, she is 7.
She's, I guess.
That's true.
That's and true. She sees a delicious looking apple.
I feel like Snow White's stupidity in the situation where people are trying to kill her is like the least offensive thing about the Grimm story.
That's fair. Respect.
And so, okay, so she eats the apple, boom, dead. Dead Snow White. And the dwarves come back and the mirror says to the queen, "You're the fairest of them all again."
Oh,
he's just like, shit.
And the dwarves come back. They try to, you know, undo laces or find a comb. It says in the book, they washed her with water and wine.
Like you do.
I don't know. And nothing works. And so that's where it's very similar to the Disney version. The queen gives her the apple. You know, and Snow White, because it's the first time she's seen this evil queen, and the she doesn't have to do the whole white half, red half thing. She's there singing, making a pie. The queen comes up to the windowsill, convinces her to get into the house and kind of like, it's a wishing apple. You can have a wish. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, makes a wish to see her true love again. And in this again differs, the animals all start running to find the dwarves because they see something's wrong right away.
Right.
And so the dwarves in the Disney version kind of come back riding on deers and, you know, stampeding back to the house to find Snow White. And then like the witch is kind of like, oh shit, and starts running and they give chase. In the Grimm's version, they lay her, it just cuts right to she's in the glass coffin kind of thing.
And the queen just gets away with it.
Yes.
And then in this one, Happy's like, I'm going to plant a pickaxe in your brain.
Basically, they chase her up a mountain. And then there's like, the queen tries to kill them all with a big boulder.
We're all grumpy right now.
So yeah, they try to kiss, the queen tries to kill them with a big boulder and like knocks the boulder onto herself and falls off the cliff and dies. Yeah,
and then those really evil looking vultures are like, we gonna all eat this bitch.
Oh
like,
yeah.
They're just heading there. There's like,
just someone just like starts ringing a dinner bell, like ding 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 ding.
Dinner is served.
Yeah. It's gross.
We gonna take true, evil though. Queen.
I know. It's
I was just like, damn, that's dark.
Yeah.
It's so here the stories converge again where the dwarves lay her on a bier. I learned it's a movable frame on where a coffin goes.
There you go. B-I-E-R.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I learned that word. Vocab word of the day. So they both stories, they lay her on this glass coffin with gold lettering that's true to both.
Is so weird to me. Why be like, let's watch her decompose.
Hey, because they noticed that she wasn't decomposing, that she stayed as beautiful as ever, and her cheeks were rosy and flush, and they wanted everybody to see her beauty, all the world.
Okay. And to be fair, you can still go in Russia and see Lenin's body just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
And also Rasputin's penis.
So... Boom. Boom.
So in the Grimm story, they cry for 3 days and then they realize like, oh no, she's still like beautiful. So we're going to keep her in this transparent coffin and put her on a mountainside. So they put her on this mountain so that people can come and see her. And one of them guards her every day.
Aww.
Yeah, as so, like watches vigil, and
the
so
one guy just like, I'm gonna guard her for 1 hour. I'm gonna give you guys your lunch break every day. Like the same bed thing.
The bed guy, yeah. And so then in the Grimm story, this is where the prince comes in for the first time. Is at this point he kind of rides by, and his words are, "Let me have the coffin. I will give you anything you want for it."
Nope.
So, a long time has passed, it says in the book. So Snow White could be 12 at this point. She looks the same, 12 so or 13.
Weird. If that's not necrophilia, I don't know what. Give me the coffin.
I don't even have an issue with the child part of this anymore. That should be around where I am on this story. It's a
she's dead.
There's more issues. Dead.
She is there's a dead child.
Worse from okay. here. It only goes downhill from here.
Awesome.
Take it away. I'm so excited.
And the dwarves are smart and say, no, you are a stranger. And just because you think she's so beautiful, no. But then he says, and this convinces them, give it to me. I'll honor and respect her. And I can't live without seeing her. And then they're like, okay.
That's sure. Fair.
Makes
that's
sense. Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the Disney version, we've met this prince already. He comes and hears that Snow White's in this glass case. And
so he's not just happening upon like a sign that says like dead girl in box. No,
he comes to find her in the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And so, you know, there's a difference. And then this prince in the Grimm story, basically the dwarves pitied him. So he has all the servants start carrying Snow White on their shoulders. And one of them trips. And this makes the piece of apple that is lodged in her throat dislodge. What? And then she's alive.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's how it happens. In the 1812 version of the Grimm story, he makes his servants carry her, and one of the servants gets so annoyed that he hits Snow White in the head, and then the apple comes out.
So wait, he just punches a dead child?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what, Snow White? I'm tired of carrying your ass.
Yep.
Hold on.
That's exactly how it goes.
Hold on. Are you trying to tell me that someone just needed to do the Heimlich maneuver?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
The freaking dwarves on attempt 1 and 2 are so crafty and quick to action. And on the third one, they're like, I mean, I guess she's just dead.
So,
there's nothing.
Yeah,
there's
so
no comb dead. At all.
That's
there's
no comb. They don't try hard enough. And so she's alive. That's how that happens.
So funny. Like, I'm tired of carrying this child. I'll punch her in the face.
That's the 18. So the 1819 version made it child friendly. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Do you That's think amazing. My question is, so it ends with like, she wakes up and you think the prince is kind of like, man.
Because he was clearly like, oh no, I'll honor her. I won't do weird things.
He's like, dude, now she can be like talking all the time and whatnot. She won't play hopscotch. What's
I don't think do? Snow White has much choice in the matter because this is what happens. She asks a very reasonable question of, where am I? And the prince's answer is not to answer her question. He just says, you are with me. Oh, not where is she at all.
Damn.
And then he says, I love you. You shall become my wife.
And she's like, that's cool.
Yep. It says in the book, Snow White loves like, him too.
Oh,
were you the one that punched me though? She's like, no, that was my friend. That was Gary.
So he just Gary, he just commands, oh, you're here with me. You're my wife now. And she's set like 12. And so she's like, okay.
It was the 30s.
No, this is the, I know. Yeah. And so at least in the Disney movie, he comes and he sings one song again, asks her, be my wife. And then they do first love's first kiss. That's right. How she wakes up. It's true love. And so everybody's happy and rides off into the sunset at this point.
Beautiful.
Grimm's not over.
Oh,
nope.
Just because of 4 years later, when they're in the middle of like an argument over a dinner, like, I told you I don't like my turkey cooked that way. You're always doing this. I wish you never came out of that box. Gary, punch her back to the dead.
Oh, no. Where's that poison apple? Yeah.
It's like, something back in there. Get it
so
in there.
The queen, who is still alive, was invited to the feast of her of Snow White getting married, her marriage feast. Who? Don't know by who. Don't know by who. And so this is, she finds out about the invitation because the mirror burns her for a fifth time. Snow White's alive again.
Four was a weird number to end on. I'm glad there's a fifth burn.
And so she goes, she sees Snow White. She becomes frightened but she's frightened of going because she's like, oh God, I tried to kill this kid 3 times. But she goes anyway. She sees Snow White and she gets rooted to the spot. And this is the ending of the story. Then they put a pair of iron shoes into burning coals. They were brought forth with tongs and placed before her. She was forced to step into the red hot shoes and dance until she fell down dead.
Damn, that is some justice. That is insane. That's
not
the
only
friendly version.
Like, put on these red hot iron shoes, but then you're going to dance until you die.
Yep.
You're going to La Cucaracha. Until you are no
more. We're
going
to play the Macarena on repeat until you're dead.
Oh my
God. That's the greatest amazing. Ending of a story ever.
Why did they cut that out of the Disney version?
I know.
And then the prince is like, I will give you any amount of money if I can have that dead body.
He's like, Part no, I'm going to honor it.
I'm going to honor it.
Yeah. I'm into feet.
So that's, I got a foot that thing. Was a long slog.
My shackle boots. In those moon boots. That is insane.
Yep. That's the end of that's it. So
okay, so at least the queen didn't get away with it scot-free. Wow. Okay. So it's interesting because there's moments where it converges and they're pretty similar, and then they take some wide turns, and then they come back. And then we go way away and we come back.
Yeah.
And then we go away.
Away.
And that is the end. We go away and stay away. Some of the changes, all of the changes that Disney made were for the better. If it's marketed for kids and families.
Yeah.
I mean, he whipped that story into shape. That's just me. Because holy hell.
I agree from, you know, obviously I'm a 21st century woman, but just, you know, I would never have thought before doing the research for this podcast that I would have said, wow, Disney Snow White has a lot of autonomy.
Yeah.
You know,
She's pretty progressive.
Yeah. But compared to the Grimm story, she really is.
Yeah. I would say downright feminist compared to the Grimm story.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how I felt about it.
Nothing like going, you know, to the 18s to make the 19s seem like pretty good.
Yeah.
It's cool to see how, you know,
things have progressed since even the 1937 version. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been many versions since, I believe, and a couple movies recently.
Yeah.
And the character maybe has evolved again.
Yeah, this Snow White. So Snow White, obviously, there were a lot of versions that were predating or around the Grimm time. There have been a ton of versions since. So, you know, kind of overview. There have been a bunch of, obviously, she's from Germany, so some German versions. There was a West German version in 1955 and an East German version in 1961.
Interesting.
And a 1992 German version of both, all Germany. There is an Italian version of called The Seven Dwarves to the Rescue. I Sette Nani alla Riscossa. That's my Italian. Nice. In 1951, there has been... a 1984 fairy tale theater episode. I don't know if you guys ever watched that with Shelley Duvall.
No.
Oh, it's awesome. She's Shelley Duvall from like The Shining. She did this like whole show about fairy tales, and they would have famous actors like retelling our episodes. Wow. So this episode was actually to one of the closest ones to the real story of Snow White. It's all on YouTube.
Out.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
Definitely.
But it starred Vanessa Redgrave as the Evil Queen, Elizabeth McGovern, who is Cora in Downton Abbey, as Snow White, and the greatest magic mirror of all time, I can't even think of the word, Vincent Price as the magic mirror.
What? Perfect. Yeah.
I know. So it was his head above the mirror. I watched this version in prep for this. So that was 1984. And then there was, I'm gonna pin Snow White, A Tale of Terror, because I want to talk about that one a little more detail. Okay. That was a 1997 version. There was a 2001 film with Kristen Crook from Smallville.
Yeah, I remember that
TV
one.
Bunch of TV versions. There's like the 2005 Brothers Grimm movie that has like a mirror character. And then there's the show Once Upon a Time that started in 2011.
That's a real badass Snow White.
It's got Snow White, Prince Charming, the Mirror, the Evil Queen, lots, the Huntsman.
And a bajillion more. As we go through, if we do more fairy tales, Once Upon a Time will pop up
in all of these. Very cool version. And then we had 2012, the Mirror movie came out, and that was also when Snow White and the Huntsman came out. And a silent Spanish film called Blanca Nieves came out in 2012 as well. That was about Snow White.
A silent film?
Mm-hmm. I know. Go watch it.
Okay.
and then 2016, The Huntsman's Winter's War just came out. And so
has nothing to do with Snow White, right?
But it has the Evil Queen and the Mirror and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's within the universe, but it's a prequel to Snow White's tale.
And the story's not done being told. Disney's looking to make a live action new version of the movie called, it's going to be with Rose Red, who is in another Grimm story, is Snow White's sister. And so it's going to take up after Snow White kind of bites the apple, her sister and Grumpy are going to go on a quest to help save Snow White. So that's going to be a new one coming out next year, I think. 2017 from Disney. And then there's an animated movie called Charming coming out in 2017. It's a Canadian American 3D. It's computer animated musical comedy film. It's got Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and they're all engaged to the same Prince Charming. Whoa. But the cast is amazing. That's why I mentioned it. It's Demi Lovato, Wilmer Valderrama, Sia, Ashley Tisdale, Avril Lavigne, Steve Aoki, and John motherfucking Cleese as the fairy godmother. So we all got to see that.
I'm sold on the John Cleese.
Yeah. Sold on John Cleese.
But there was a 1997 film called Snow White, A Tale of Terror, starring Sigourney Weaver as the Evil Queen.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. And it is so much darker than the Grimm fairy tale ever could hope to be.
It's darker than the Grimm's tale?
Oh, yeah. It involves satanic rituals of dripping blood. It involves a lot of murder, miscarriages, resurrecting dead babies. It's just so cool. So please, I just really want everyone to go and like watch this movie.
Sounds amazing. I will
definitely give you guys some more information in the show notes for how to access that film. Yeah. I had no idea that existed.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, oh my God, just the plot of the movie. Like, Sigourney Weaver tries to be nice at first. She's the evil stepmother. But then, like, the mirror's power takes her over, and it's this whole plot of her trying to resurrect her dead, miscarried son that she blames Snow White for happening. And the Snow White falls in love with, like, a main miner who's, like, a dwarf. Minor, but he's not a dwarf, he's just a miner named Will, and there, and then she tries to like bleed out her husband in a satanic ritual. It's awesome. So
wow. All right, so check out Snow White, A Tale of Terror.
Yep,
that's something.
Yep.
Wow,
so I know, that's a lot.
Major that differences was... and that story is not even done being told.
No, I don't think it ever will be.
And why, why not? If you can find a new angle or a new version, why not do it? So we're gonna do a pop quiz in a minute, but I think we have Nick here to tell us a little something about something.
Yeah, I just wanted to plug our with our common theme of great segues. I want to plug our Patreon real quick, just because, again, this is kind of a way to support us. I mean, you can support us by sharing and telling your friends, but another way is to support us through Patreon, which is something where you can donate to the Brothers Murph. You just look it up, the Brothers Murph. On Patreon.
I'll have a link in the show notes.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, you can donate per episode. You can donate one flat thing. It could be as much or as little, really anything helps. And this would go towards us getting newer and better equipment, to sending me new weird places so that we can make weird podcasts about them. Really anything and everything we need for the show, all of the proceeds would go towards the show. And it would just really, really help out. Anything and everything helps. And so just wanted to plug that real quick.
Yeah, again, we want to continue to do this for you guys, and a great way for us to up our game is through the generosity of others, the kindness of strangers. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much. Now, Casey, as we like to do when we're here at the Brothers Murph Get Smart, we like to see if we learned anything and see if we can learn just a couple more bits of trivia before we get out of here. So I think it's time for our pop quiz.
It's the pop quiz. I know, we need some sort of theme.
We should.
Music. Okay, come up with it. Okay. I have some very fun questions, I think. Okay. Here's my first question. So okay, you have to come up with your best guess for the title of what this is. What is the name of the Merry Melodies 1943 parody cartoon of Snow White that is now on the censored 11 list of Warner Brothers cartoons based on its depiction and all black cast?
Ooh.
So this is a Snow White parody that is not available to be seen because it's so racist.
Ooh. Wow.
By Warner Brothers.
So Snow White parody, I'm just going to go easy and opposite. It's coal black. Black is coal.
Dylan? Yes?
White girl?
White girls starting with Wayne's Brothers?
Nick?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. Snow Black and the Seven Brothers.
Can you believe Mike was on the money?
No.
Coal Black and the Seven Dwarfs.
What?
And the Seven?
And the Seven Dwarfs.
Wait, her name is literally Coal Black?
Coal Black and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
Seven with B's.
What a lazy.
D7? D7 Dwarfs.
Coal Black and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yep.
That should never see the light of day.
It won't. It's not available. I've looked, and I think now I'm on some sort of hit list from WB.
Wow.
D7 Dwarves. That's horrible. I know. Oh, my God.
Okay, number two.
Good job, Mike, though.
Cole Good job.
Black. No, that shows how bad it is. If I was able to come up with it and be like, Snow White, Coal Black.
Okay, number two. I mentioned this earlier, but I didn't mention the exact answer. In the Scottish fairy tale Gold Tree and Silver Tree, what creature does the mother ask, am I not the most beautiful queen in the world? This isn't to a mirror. It's to a creature.
This isn't the parrot one.
No.
Oh, God. A lizard.
A lizard.
That's a lizard tongue.
Dylan, you have a guess?
I go with a bear.
A bear?
Oh, good call.
Oh, that's good.
Banana slug.
Banana slug in Scotland.
Like, hey there, you're not the prettiest bitch.
She's just like, hey, while I got you here for the next 3 days, who's the prettiest?
Well, in the story, she asks a wee bonny trout.
What?
A wee yep. Bonnie, that's the most Scottish thing. It's a wee bunny trout.
It's like, oh, it's a wee bunny trout right there. You know, you put it over the fire for 45 minutes. It's really good. I got a little beetle
so
there.
So the trout talks back.
So just a trout in a stream? Or yep. Is this a bowl trout?
No, it's just a trout in a stream. Not a magic trout, nothing. Just trout. She asks him. On
so
a
she's
walk.
Just in there hey. Screaming in the woods. Who's that prettiest? One guy's just like, you are. And he goes away.
Like, hey, trout. You see anybody hotter than this?
He's just like, I think so. She's like, that's a yes if I ever heard one. She's like, seriously, my fish. So wee Bonnie trout.
Okay, so Mike is still in the lead with his
freaking
answer.
Love
a
pop
back.
Quiz, man. I'm going to talk it up myself. I love it.
Go okay, ahead. But this, I think this one, this is a good ending one. Okay. In the scene in the Disney film where the evil queen turns into the old hag, we talked about it. Everybody remembers.
Yeah. Right.
It was inspired by what 1931 film based on a famous novel about transformation?
Oh, Metamorphosis? Is that?
Okay.
That's my guess.
I'm going to go with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nick?
They took my answer, so I'm going to go with Animorphs.
Dylan, you're right. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That was my guess, too, was Dr. Jekyll. Yeah, Whitey.
I mean, Dylan.
I call Dylan Whitey, just like that.
Wow, that makes sense. I just Metamorphosis.
So a movie came out in 1931 that was Disney directly referenced as how he wanted that transformation scene.
Yeah.
So
it is very Jekyll to Hyde. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Dylan,
wow.
Nailing it. So nice. Mike and Dylan tied on this pop quiz.
Wow. Yeah.
Good job, Nick.
You guys, I'd say, Nick, I mean, maybe you can chime in. I'd say I'm an expert on the differences between the Grimm tale and the, I would consider, superior Disney version.
I would say definitely an expert because I won't be able to ever forget the Grimm tale because now it's burned into my mind with how horrible and weird it is.
Yeah, because it's horrifying.
That's the worst way to go. God, dance with these metal shoes.
That is stuff of nightmares. So, hey, mission accomplished, guys. We now all know a little bit more about the Disney movie and what inspired it or what they decided to deliberately ignore. So that's going to be it for this episode of the Brothers Murph Get Smart. Be sure to give us a review on iTunes, you guys. Let us know how we can be better. Let us know what you're digging on. We can do a ton more of these fairy tales and plan to. And
which
so we
ones
hope
would you
guys
want
enjoying.
To see the most?
Yeah, let us know. If you guys want to hear about Cinderella, Pinocchio, all these stories you guys have been told for a long time, and we would love to learn about
they're
them.
They're all super weird.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So let us know what you guys would like to hear next. Leave us a review. Share this. Tell your friends. Visit our Patreon. Check us out on Twitter at Brothers Murph. Check us out on Instagram at The Brothers Murph with a the.
Facebook,
any form of social media that you guys are into, you can find us there and we'll have extra content. And for now, that's going to be it for The Brothers Murph. I'm Michael Lee Murphy.
I'm Nick Murphy.
Casey Brown.
Dylan White.
And we implore you guys, as always, to stay curious.